你，却哭不拉高的不敢没有了你，不如该呀卡巴尼都鲁。
Raise the roof, dude.
Dave, is there a fire there, bro?
There's a fire in my pants, brah.
Oh, I think that's herpes.
That's herpes, brah.
Like artists and see if Bobby knows who they are.
No, I want to talk about that too. I want to talk about, because you said something that offended me yesterday, but I want to bring that up too.
Ooh.
You said up until a point, I'm not hip. Like I don't absorb. I didn't absorb. So there was a certain date and then I stopped absorbing what's relevant.
Yeah. That is fighting.
So let's go. Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off. Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly, guys. We don't have a guest. This is the first solo we've done in a very, very long time. And it almost feels like we're all alone. And because when I walked into this room, I didn't really know what to say to you guys. I looked at George. I'm like, I looked at Gilbert. I was like, pass. Yeah. I looked at Kalila. I said, Kalila, what?
You were dismissive
you
to him,
passed
too.
On
I love
Gilbert.
It. I'd rather... No, no, no. Let me reiterate.
George is really cocky.
Yeah, you're really cocky right now. When I walked in here, I looked at George and I went, ugh, like that. And I looked at Gilbert and it was like, I think I just got the residual of you.
Fuck you, George.
When I looked at George.
Fuck you, right? George.
So, I'm so mean to you, George. You work so hard for us.
He does.
I feel so bad.
I feel like that's another thing we truly need to address.
You're our Jared Kushner. You are, like, you don't belong, but you do. Like, you have access to the Oval Office, but you shouldn't.
The quiet one with the weird voice, you're like always surprised when he talks. Like, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah. So, I shouldn't be. If this was if I was the president, I'm going to name, of course, Kalila would be Melania. And then, Gilbert would be, you would be, who else would you be?
You would be Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway, for sure. Yeah. That's 100%. Yeah. You're Kellyanne Conway. Yeah. You're that.
Bobby.
And George, you're a Kushner.
I feel like you could spin anything, Guild.
Yeah.
You could spin anything. Listen, guys, I wasn't able to talk about this, but you know, they talk about twins, right? Like if a twin gets diarrhea. Let's say a twin lives in Boston. Massachusetts.
Okay. We're doing a science alert, right?
Yeah, science alert. Okay. Definitely science
alert.
Which is also referenced on The Haunting of Hill House. Remember the twin thing?
Episode 3,
maybe? Twins are connected.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait, I think I could beat him.
Wow, you deep throw good, bro.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. If I suck the dick, this is exactly, if I was forced, I was in prison, and there was a black dick in front of me,
okay,
and I had to suck it, this is exactly my face. My face would be like this. No. Do it. I don't want to. Do it. I'd be like,
stop making sound. Stop making sound.
Right? That would be me. What would you do?
Would you teeth it?
Be real, though. Be real about it. Yo, man, suck it.
Okay, but I use only teeth. Chomp chomp.
That's what you would do?
I go chomp chomp.
No, you wouldn't use your teeth, though. You get hurt.
I just do it, man.
It's already humiliating enough. Dude.
They're going to American History X you and make you fucking bite the concrete.
Yeah. Let me say something, though. So twins, right? Yeah. If one lives in Boston, the other one lives in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever, anywhere else.
Okay.
Good choice. Morocco.
Fine, Morocco.
Let's go with Morocco, right? And one of the twin, like, his stomach hurts.
Yeah.
And he has a little diarrhea.
Okay.
The other one, his stomach hurts too from Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they have a connection that way. My brother and I have the same connection.
That's like a telepathic.
And I never told you about this. Okay. So when my brother and I were in Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
I swear to God this happened. I lie a lot. Okay? That's one of my character defects. I exaggerate. What did the fucking say?
Embellish.
Who was here that said that thing? Oh yeah, Mike Bisbing. What did he say?
Chinese proverb.
Chinese ching chong. Yeah. Go, what did he say?
He's cheeky bastard. What? This guy.
No,
that's not what he's... Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah, I was making Gilbert say it because he forgot it.
He didn't remember.
He didn't remember.
I for sure didn't remember.
He's a cheeky what?
What did Michael Bisping say?
Yeah. He's cheeky bastard. He's fucking cheeky bastard. So funny. But this is the truth. Okay, so my parents' house, they live in a place called Gilbert, Arizona. I'm not gonna give you the street name. Not that you would stalk them, but they live in a two-story brown standard track home.
Track home?
We'll get more details about the house.
Yeah.
That is not a track home, sweetie.
I don't know what a track home is.
What's a track home?
What is a track home?
A track home is a neighborhood of houses. They all look exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
Really? That's what a track home is?
Look it up. I'm pretty sure that's what
like
it is.
I feel like that's like your average, what is it, like...
Yeah, track housing. TRACT. I know they all look the same.
They all look the same.
Multiple similar homes that are built on a tract of land.
Yeah, yeah. So they live
that's
in a...
all of Arizona then.
That's what I'm saying. Okay? So they live in a track home. All the houses look the same.
Oh, you're right.
Their house is abnormally hot. Like my dad... can't sleep if he feels any cold, so it's at 90 degrees the heater.
Jeez.
So I had to cover the vents with like duct tape. I went to Walgreens.
Oh my God.
I got duct tape. I have to leave the window open. It's a whole fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my brother is in the room next to me. Okay. And he, for some reason, his room is just the air's quality is very good. So I'm sweating on my bed. It's 5 in the morning. And I'm sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I wake up, I open my eyes, and I said to myself, I think I'm losing my mind. I was in a subconscious thought. Mm-hmm. I went into my subconscious, and I started thinking about my own brain. I don't know, it was weird. I just started going crazy.
What images were you seeing?
It wasn't an image. It was just thinking about my subconscious. I can't even really describe it, but I was... putting my hand over my head like this, and I was going no like that.
You're just half asleep.
Maybe
you were like stuck in like.
Yeah, I was stuck in a dream state, I was going no. I was on the edge of the bed. I was sweating, and I was going, I'm losing my mind, and I had to pace right. And I looked at my clock. It was like 5:30 in the morning, and then eventually, I laid down. And I went back to sleep. I woke up at like 4 in the afternoon. Exactly when my brother woke up. And I look at my brother, and my brother's eyes, it looked like he had been crying. Steve. He goes, Bob. I go, what? He goes, at 5:30 in the morning, I woke up and my tooth is dying. I go, what happened? He goes, I have toothache. At 5:30 in the morning in his room, he was going through the same thing, but he had a toothache.
Whoa.
That's like a fucking connection, bro.
And then wasn't he like praying on his knees?
He was praying. I was praying. He was praying on his knees too.
At the same time.
At the same time we were praying. So what is that? Coincidence?
I think not. But you guys aren't twins.
What?
You guys aren't twins.
Yeah, but still, we're close.
Okay.
What?
I believe in that stuff.
Don't challenge me, fuck.
No, but you used an example of twins in Morocco and Boston. I know. Paying attention to your science.
I understand that, but you're challenging me, you fuck.
No, I'm asking.
Don't do that.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, we're not twins, but because
you're connected deeply.
Yeah, like you and your sister
deeply
connected, right?
We finish each other's thoughts, sentences, everything.
Yeah, right. So yeah. I think my brother Steve and I have the same thing, and while he was going through his massive toothache, right, and then so we get him a dentist. Right, and then he texts me what I guess they photographed his mouth. I have the photo in my phone. Right,
that's right.
He went.
Yeah. I literally I thought it was from National Geographic.
I want to see,
and it was the mouth of a hyena. That's what it looked like.
Just the one tooth, or
no?
What I'm in awe of though is that he texted me at when he had a toothache, and he's like, "Kalai, you know, can you please make me a dentist appointment?" So I was like, "Of course." So I said, Steve, as soon as you get home, I'll make you a dentist appointment. And he was like, no, it has to be after this date.
Right, his
so
show.
So he waited like 2 weeks till after his show, yeah. Performed with a massive toothache.
No, but what he did though was this, is when he fucked up, because when he went to the dentist, they looked in his mouth And they go, we got to yank two teeth. He's like, why? Because the nerves are dead. So he gets to the point where past the pain. Oh. So he goes to the pain of
it's
the
infected.
Root. It's infected. Now he has to be on antibiotics because it's all like mold and whatever it might be. Mold. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Black mold or whatever. Know. We don't even know what's in there. We don't know. Right? It's a mystery. But it's like he's never flossed.
He dips.
He dips.
Oh, well, yeah.
And he brushes. I don't know when. I in fact, I've never seen him brush his teeth.
No, Ilani says he does now, and he flosses now.
I'm just saying, I've known him for 44 years.
I haven't seen it once.
I don't really, I don't have a memory of him ever brushing his teeth.
Like even as kids together, even,
I'm trying
together?
To think right now. It's like when, like I don't even remember, like because him and I had the same bathroom. Yeah, sharing,
you know who
growing
fucked
up
there?
What?
You weren't a good older brother. You didn't teach him properly.
I don't give a fuck about his teeth. Fuck his teeth, right? I don't even remember going to the bathroom brushing my own teeth and looking at my brother's toothbrush and going, oh, I don't want to mix toothbrushes.
That never happened to me.
Yeah,
there was
only one toothbrush.
You.
Yeah, and I would touch it. It was always dry when I used it, so he never used it.
Damn.
So I don't remember him ever brushing his teeth, that fucking hyena. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And my brother... he just has this thing. He just doesn't. Because even that weekend, I'm like, as soon as we get in town, I'll make an appointment. He's like, no. He'll just go through the pain of it. Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Jeez.
You know how bad toothaches are, right?
Do they hurt?
Real bad.
He was praying on his knees at 5:30
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah, tears in his eyes.
Oh my God.
I know.
So now he just has no teeth. They're just gone.
Well, they haven't pulled them out yet. We have to pay for that
oral
procedure.
Surgeon, yeah.
We have to pay for that procedure. Tiger Belly is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little hit.
Donation.
No. We got some money saved for my brother's teeth.
GoFundMe for his teeth.
We're teeth fund for my brother.
Teeth fund.
Yeah.
Right, we'll add it to our Patreon levels.
Yeah. Because
it's a teeth fund me.
A teeth fund me.
I can't even. I honestly, like, I love him so much that I just. He's like having a son, though. It's like having a child. Mm. You know, if he's hungry, I need to feed him. You know, if he can't afford something, I have to get it. You know, he's just going to be a part of, you know, in my mind, everything that I have is he's a part of that whole. Mm. If I make money, it's like he's a part of that whole thing, you know, mm-hmm. Which is that Korean or am I just a good dude?
I love the choices.
There's
is
two
it
things.
My ethnicity or is it
my
heart?
Is it my culture or is it my heart?
It's your core.
Do you feel like maybe you've stunted him in a way?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've enabled him to the point where he doesn't have to do anything.
What do you think if you didn't do that?
But here's the thing, though. I think it's Korean. Mm. Because the oldest son in Korean culture is the responsible one. So I wasn't responsible in the way that maybe normal older brothers were, you know, like in terms of like, you got to do your homework or
yeah.
You have to show up on time, do your job. But I'm a fixer. You know, I can't see, well, let's go to the hospital.
Nice.
That happened once. Yeah, I told you that already.
Wait, what happened?
Does that make me Korean? Because I take care of the both of you.
Yeah, you're very Korean.
You're very Korean
yeah.
That way.
My brother called me one day.
Yeah, how long ago was this?
I never said this. This is a big thing.
I don't remember.
He calls me one day. I go, what's up? He goes, Bob. Yeah, he goes, I can't see. Mm.
You've told this story multiple
times. Oh, yeah?
I go, you can't see? I can't see. I mean, when somebody, your brother calls you to say something like that, the panic. I go to his house. He had clouds in his eyes or something.
Cataracts.
He had cataracts, right?
Cataracts. Yeah, I remember now.
So we had to go to a fucking eye surgeon guy, and they had to, like, zap his eyes, you know? Oh. But it was, like, weird. What's so funny?
It's just the calls that you get are so like terrifying.
I know, it's terrifying.
Also, you just don't get cataracts overnight. Like your vision slowly starts to go.
How do you get
right?
that?
I don't even know.
Like a lot of sun exposure. Some people are more prone to them, but like, he's been not seeing for a while. I think that was just the point where it really started to get dark.
He always waits till it gets.
He wakes to the very end.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like he'll wait before like, if this happened, if his asshole fell out.
prolapse?
Yeah, or like, you know, he's like one of those guys where it's like, hey, Bob, my asshole fell out.
My asshole can't see.
And you're like, what happened? I don't know. I was sleeping. I woke up. I look on the ground. I thought it was a coin. Right? So I picked it up. Or, you know, or calamari. I thought it was like a piece of calamari. I picked it up. And it's my anus. We got to get sold. You know, put it in the freezer, I'd probably say. You put the asshole in the freezer. I'd rush over. Put it in the plastic bag, right? We would go to the hospital. And I'd be like to the doctor, can you sew this back on? What is it? Is it calamari?
The doctor is asking if it's calamari.
Yeah, I go, no. It's my brother's anus. And then you have to sew it back on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, that's my brother takes it to that point. But I love him, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You know? But you said something to me the other day that really offended me, babe.
Oh, gosh.
And she goes, because, you know, she goes, you know, you think you're hip and cool, but you're not.
Yeah, that's what you said. I know.
I'm just
going to
just say the way I perceived it.
We'll hear both sides.
Thank you so much. All right. So this is a court of law. You're the judge, okay? Gilbert?
Bobby Lee?
Yes. So she says, and she goes, you know, you just, you're not hip because at a certain date in your life, you decided to not absorb what's relevant and cool.
Yeah, he's circa 98 forever.
Circa 98. And anything after that, right? You know, but what she doesn't seem to understand is she's wrong.
Mm. It's the reason that I brought it up is because my job as your lover and confidant and someone who cares deeply about you is to bring you back to earth. Uh-huh. And you were going on a very nice narcissistic tirade about how cool you were. And so I was like, I've got to put a stop to this.
I don't.
Plaintiff, would you like to?
Well, I have to say this, okay?
I mean, like, he was pacing around the room, name dropping.
No, stop.
And then after every 5 seconds, he'd be like, I'm pretty cool, huh, babe?
I was
playing Scrabble, and I was like, I had to put a stop to this. This is where it ends.
The other day, I was with her mom, right? And we were in, what's?
Highland Park.
Highland Park.
Great place.
And we went to Donut Friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, we went to this dumpling place.
Cross Joy.
And it was just a saturation of people that wanted to either meet me.
Wow, saturation. Or two people, babe.
No, eight. The fucking guy that owned the fucking store, the dumpling place. Am I not right?
Yeah.
The owner of the fucking dumpling place.
That's one. And right? One other lady who was like, are you
the
a
five
comedian?
People working at, no, the people at Donut Friend.
So that's five.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on, let's be real.
But can I just say what he does? Can I tell you guys? When these things
order
happen.
The court, yeah, order the court.
Yeah.
When these things happen, he's looking for me.
Yeah.
Like when people are like trying to take pictures with him, he's trying to scan the room to see if I'm looking.
Yeah, I need her to be looking.
He wants me to be impressed.
No. That's what I know. It bothers her.
You want
right?
the wink.
So when she looks at me, I want to wink at her.
Yeah.
To show her how cool I am.
So what do you do in this situation, Claude? Are you just avoiding eye contact?
Yeah, she completely doesn't look at me.
I run away.
She runs away. Yeah.
I go because I just know what's coming. I know he's gonna tell me. Yeah. He's gonna be. And my mom always is. She's kind of, you know, they're like, wow, Bobby, they really love you.
She does do that. I love her
and
mom.
So
I love your mom so
he
much.
Loves her.
Yeah.
My mom's very
mom.
Supportive. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
She's very in.
So she like yes ands the shit.
Yeah. I love her.
And I'm already in the car.
She's the best. She's the best.
Bobby, you're famous.
But I don't do, but listen, fuckers. I don't do it right. For my ego, I do it because it's funny, right?
I get it.
No, you don't. Look at me, Gilbert. All right, just listen. Hear me out.
I started copying what you do to people.
It's fun, right?
Because I'll look at.
So when somebody like, hey, can I get a photo? Then I'll look at my girlfriend and go like that, and it bothers her. I do it for a laugh. I don't do it for anything else. I don't give a fuck, right? I don't give a fuck. People like this podcast. I do it for them, right? We're family. You know, I've never turned down a photo. You know. Mm-hmm.
I do like that about you.
Yeah. I'm always cool about it. So, but anyway, she says that I'm not, you know, but, hip, but here's the thing though, okay? She doesn't realize that at every night, mm-hmm. I scroll through, right, 1,000 bands on Bandcamp, even people that aren't signed, you know?
Oh, the indie stuff.
Yeah, I do know that.
And
about
I try
you.
To listen, find something that's like interesting. Or what somebody, like, I'm really into, like, there's a little subdivision on Bandcamp, home recordings. Mm-hmm. So people, like, just writing music in their bedroom. I think it's called bedroom recordings is the
That's cool.
offshoot, you know? Mm-hmm. There's different, like, little subgenres, like, mm-hmm. dark ambient I was getting into, right? Or drone.
Drone.
Yeah. Drone.
And in Bandcamp, how many times do you have to listen to it to before you have to pay?
Stuff like that.
I love it.
What?
How many times can you listen to it before you have to start to pay?
I think like 10 times or something. So then one day I was listening to this one guy, this dude from Canada, that he's not on iTunes or anything. What I'll do is I'll find somebody on Bandcamp and then I'll go to iTunes because I have that thing where I can just listen to, you know, whatever I want.
Apple Music.
But sometimes they don't have, they're just only on Bandcamp. So then I'll go to then I'll have them get their email and I have to do some sort of PayPal thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll send them money, like $10, $15.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, can I give my side now?
Go ahead.
Yes. Things? So as he was pacing around the room, basically sucking his own cock.
Oh, okay.
I had to tell him that, you know, he's not as cool as he thinks. And the reason that I said that is because he was like really, 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 and I mean by sucking his dick. Like he was really sucking his dick that day. So I was like, you don't even know, like I can't share certain joys with him. Like he doesn't understand memes. He doesn't understand like the meme structure, how they work, why they're funny.
I do. I do. Can I just say this? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you done with your testimony?
No, not yet.
Okay,
defendant.
Finish.
Let the defendant
and
finish.
I can't, yeah. I can't share certain joys of like irony with him. Like I don't, he doesn't know anything between 1998 and today. Like he doesn't know anything about mainstream anything. So I can't joke. He doesn't get like references about what I think are funny about like late 90s stuff or early 2000 because I think that he just checked out of the pop culture from that date. So like even about like the Fyre Festival when I was trying to explain why it was so funny that when it did happen, he had never heard of it before. He's just so he's very, very in touch with a lot of things that are very cool and obscure, but very out of touch with like more mainstream stuff.
I've always been like that though. Okay? Like today in the car, mm-hmm. We drove by a photo, a poster of Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, because of my obsession with The Voice and auditioning shows, talent, I'm beginning to like now, I have on my iPad playlists that I've made, and one of them is called Cheese. So anything cheesy that I think is cheesy, mm-hmm. and I have all that shit. Beyonce, I have. Mariah Carey, I have. Whitney, I have. All that shit. Growing up, I just didn't care about people who could sing good. I cared about more like, you know, street, you know, like the Velvet Underground, like kind of street, you know, art rock, mm-hmm. pretty much. Like the Talking Head, you know, things that are a little weird, mm-hmm. you know. So we're driving by, and I'm like, how did she just get discovered? I asked her.
Yeah.
She's like, she's a Disney girl, whatever. He goes, so she was married to Pete Davidson, because I know Pete.
Yeah, engaged.
Engaged. So tell me what happened. So I'm asking because I want to get educated.
Yeah.
I could just look at that poster and go, fuck her.
Yeah, I don't want to know this.
I don't give a fuck about her. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's wearing a little fucking bunny rabbit thing with her little Batwoman mask, you know? But I'm interested. Who is that? You know, tell me about Beyonce.
Yeah.
I ask.
Beyonce, babe. That's how you've been calling.
Beyonce, yeah. Is that what's her name?
It's Beyonce. But you've been saying Beyonce.
But you know what? When I said Beyonce, I said, that's what I thought her name was for like 9 years. But since you've been correcting me, at nights I lay in bed and I go, Beyonce, Beyonce.
You practice?
I try to reprogram my mind so that I know that it's Beyonce instead of Beyonce. Okay.
And so when I was came back from Coachella, I was like, babe, Destiny's Child was there. She brought out Kelly and Michelle, and he was just like, who the fuck are they?
Kelly and Michelle Obama? Who the fuck?
You brought the Obama?
Yeah, the Obamas. But why would I care though? Right? It's like,
it's just like not knowing who Michael Jordan is, you know? Like they're so massive, right? Like,
but here, I'm still in court?
Yes.
I'm going to give you another example of why, how I'm going to defend myself here. Mm-hmm. So basically, sometimes I go to an American, an American citizen,
yeah,
and they're wearing an LA Rams jersey. Mm-hmm. And they'll go.
Congrats.
They'll go. We're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be, oh, interesting. So, you know, our tight end, he's really killing it. Oh, I'm sure he is. I try to get involved. Right? The pass interference on that double back. Was, whatever they say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He tracked back, and the pass interference was like the rookie of the year.
Beyonce.
He really saved it.
Beyonce.
And he saved the day.
He saved
the play.
It.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter.
And
right?
Fuck Kelly and Michelle.
And at halftime, they had a talk. And I'll listen to all that. I'll go, yes.
Yeah.
Right? I try to be open to it, right? Yeah. But if I then go, hey, you know, Eric Cantona, wow, he was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, who's Eric Cantona? Oh, one of the greatest French soccer players of the history of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very
more cool. People know him than what the fuck your stupid Rams thing you're talking about. They don't know, but I don't judge them for not knowing because they just don't know.
Yeah.
Right? But they should, but in my mind, they should, but they don't. So my point is you can't know everything.
Kalala, rebuttal. You can't know everything.
Of course not. But as a comedian, as somebody who's supposed to be to have a running commentary on all things pop culture, politics, I think that you should be on the up and up about certain things, like who Cardi B is.
So my act would be like Cardi B. Wow.
No.
The bell bottoms she was wearing at that disco jet.
The bell bottoms.
You know what I mean?
At a disco jet?
At the disco jet was like, so in fashion, what's up?
I just,
right?
Look,
what do you want me to do?
I think that it's
disco jet. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just making it up.
I think that there's a social responsibility for you as like a podcaster to at least know a little about everything.
He's standing, everyone.
And I'm not doing that. I love you. This is I'm having a very happy debate with you. And I'm not gonna start if I love you so much, okay? And you're doing your points are so good. And my points are good. And we're just having like
I'm just tired of you saying raise the roof, and I'd like
Also, that's the core. That's the core.
I'm sitting back down now.
Let's get to the core.
Okay, also I find you to just be super like dad core.
Yeah, I'm dad core for sure. But like, can I say
yeah, okay, go ahead.
All right, but I'm going to say this, though, is that it's funny that you say things of this nature and with this type of energy that you're bringing to the table.
Mm.
Because our podcast is gaining followers, not losing.
Uphill.
Why is that? Because
Papa's
the people,
hip and relevant.
No, because people listening, they get it.
They get it.
They get everyone, the chemistry, everything, right? So, you know, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change because I'm a dad core, for sure.
I think I also have just one more gripe.
Oh, God. Here we go. Get it out there.
I am just so sick and tired of your fucking playlist. It's just all white, sad, emo, rich boys with fucking three chords on a guitar. It's always talking about being in a room, and it's all the same. They all sound the same, and it's always just white, sad, rich boy singing.
I'll tell you why.
Defendant?
Can I tell you why?
Defendant, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Is that all you relate to?
Order in the court.
Oh.
I said order in the court. You shall not do that.
Oh. I'm an upper middle class white boy. Because I was raised in, you know, an area where it was just a bunch of white kids.
Fair points.
And when I graduated from high school, I moved to La Jolla and I liked some punk. Like I liked math rock. Mm. And the two bands I really liked, well, the number one band I liked was a band called Drive Like Jehu, who...
I like them.
The donut shop
that we ate at yesterday.
Donut friend, one of the guys from Drive Like Jehu, right, owns it, right? And I bought a shirt that was like a Drive Like Jehu shirt, Yank Crime, but it was a donut friend, you know, they kind of combined the two. So I bought the shirt. My point is this. So I, in the early 90s, because of when Nirvana and you know, that Seattle thing was happening, San Diego had a really good music scene. And we had Rocket from the Crypt and all these bands. I used to go to the Casbah. I used to, you know, I had orange hair. And I would go to the vintage clothing store and get You know, Dickies and combat Dickies. Boots.
But I find that genre of music to be amazing, and I grew up on that too.
But then there was another thing that happened was I got really depressed. Mm. And I discovered a band, and if you, and anyone want to know what I'm talking about, and you're going to hate it, but it's, I love sadcore. It's a style of music. It's depressing. Mm-hmm. And the king of sadcore bands is one of my favorite bands of all times, which is the Red House Painters from San Francisco. A guy named Mark Kozelik was mm-hmm. the lead singer. He then was in a band called Sunkill Moon.
Mm-hmm. I like Sunkill Moon.
And he did his own solo stuff. And Mark Kozelik, I've seen you perform a bunch of times, and you got me through a really hard time, dude. I really related to his sad white boy point of view. About love loss and about being insecure about his body. He would sing about, like, I feel inferior about my body and I want to, you know, kill myself kind of a vibe. Mm. And I know you're, because you're a pretty Filipino girl, like a little Ooh. Flower. I was always Ooh. A meek, sad little fucker.
Look, it's fine that you listen to Red House Painters.
Yeah.
It's not fine that you listen to 500 different bands like Red House Painters
yes,
all
it is.
Goddamn day.
And can I say this, Sue? If you want to listen to Red House Painters...
They're great. Sunkill Moon's
no,
great.
No. The Red House Painters. Listen to the Roller Coaster album. All right? It's the Roller Coaster album. Start from beginning to end. If you like that, then go into the other ones, too. But I love the Red House Painters, okay? And yes, you're right. In my band camp, there are things like sadcore or slowcore. You know, sometimes I get into some... shoegazing kind of stuff. I like shoegaze. I love My Bloody Valentine.
I love My Bloody Valentine.
Okay, but yes, I have an obsession with really sad white music that's very entitled sounding.
I think that's my problem with it because I'll hear a song about, like, you know, why his parents didn't, like, buy him his brand new pair of shoes. You know what I mean?
There's never a song.
Or am I?
There's not a song. There's not a fucking song. About that!
Is this true? Is this true?
Fact check.
There's no song about like, that. It's like, it's so sadcore, but the lyrics are so, like, shallow. And I'm like, that's what you're crying about?
No. You know, he sings
like, go
about...
go deeper.
He sings about how, you know, a
who's
girl...
Who's he?
Mark Kozelik.
Oh, but I'm not referring to Red House Painters. Oh. I'm referring to some of the other stuff you listen to where I'm like... Holy shit, that's a fucking first world problem, bro.
And I'm full of first world problems. You know, that's the part of being in a modern age is that you... And the key is to shake yourself out of it. To be more connected to the world and to know what's going on, you know, with people's lives. And, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, right? They always say, no matter what you have in your life, right? Exterior things like a career or money or whatnot, right? Isn't going to fix you. Yeah. You know, it's an inside job. It's no matter where I'm at in the world, I'm going to be there with me, with my issues. Mm. So I carry it around like luggage. So no matter what happens in my life, I will always, unless I deal with it, okay? So I get it. I have first world problems and I bitch about things that I shouldn't bitch about. Like, oh my God, the yogurt shop's closed. I've said that before.
And it's like a I've
looked at her and go, you told me it was open.
Oh, like he will have like a full scale meltdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you went to MapQuest and you said it was open.
MapQuest.
Or whatever.
Stop using MapQuest.
Or whatever. Not MapQuest. What's the other one?
Google Maps.
Google Maps.
Waze, yeah.
And then she's like, I don't know. It just said it's open. It's not. I go, well, then what are we going to eat now? And I've done that, and I admit to it, you know? But, you know, I'm a bitch.
I think you should write your own sadcore song about first world problems. That would be cool.
See, and that's why...
That would be...
I really love you, dude.
We should fucking
write that. Now you're being positive, right? And you give me a creative outlet.
You could write songs about, like, why is there lint on my beanie? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like do a whole song about why, like, the yogurt how shop.
I've never been mad about lint on my bikini, but
what are these false? What are these false?
You're really just, you know, you're trying to get to me right now. All right.
She get under the skin.
I live with you. I know what you cry about.
I'll tell you what I've been. I'll tell you the first world problems that I complain about. And this is gonna be so embarrassing.
Let's do it.
But I'm gonna do it. Okay. I've complained about definitely food. Definitely, like,
I can see that.
You know, after the Comedy Store, you know, like the other night, Fahim Anwar, you know Fahim?
Yeah.
He goes, let's get something to eat. I go, well, there's not a lot of things open. I go, throw me some options. He goes, he threw me, like, he didn't know that many places that's open late. So he goes, you want ramen? He's like, yeah. So we went to Jujutsu.
Sujita.
The Dippin' Robin, right? And we sat there, and I go, can we get a ramen? And then Fahim goes, is there pork in here?
It's like all pork.
It's all pork. Even the broth, everything.
Even the sukkumin, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
It's pure fat, pork fat.
Right, right. And I go, yeah. He's like, I can't eat pork. I go, why?
Jesus. He goes,
because I'm Muslim. What? How is that a rule? Doesn't make any sense. Eat it.
What did he say?
He said, no, I can't eat it. I've never eaten it. You can eat it now. You can eat it now. Because I'm not eating it. I go, yeah, you are. Because they don't have anything else but that.
They do. Sujita has a vegetarian ramen.
Right, so he got that, right?
And they have a chicken one, too. The dandan.
No, there was no dandan.
Dandan chicken?
There was no dandan.
Dandan chicken noodle, they do.
I don't even know what I'm getting into right now.
Yeah.
What's my point?
So you're telling...
Well,
you're forcing a Muslim to eat pork, so that's where we're at.
Oh, yeah.
Spin it around, Bobby. Spin it around. What's the lesson?
I forgot. There's no lesson. I went into a story that made no sense at all. I don't know why I said that.
No, Muslim. Eat the pork.
Eat the pork, right? And then he wouldn't eat it, and then... I spent like an hour like going,
why you're angry about food? Yeah.
Yeah. Why, you know, why won't you eat the fuck? It's good. The dip in ramen. Right. But it's like my, I don't know. Does that make any sense? Probably not.
Write a song about it, babe.
I'm going to write a song.
I feel like there's a funny song.
Sukkumin.
The Sukkumin song. Yeah. Well, no, that's not a good first world problem. That's me just
that
being
is funny,
fucking not knowing what religion.
Why won't these Muslims eat pork?
Yeah. That's
why won't they eat pork?
They should eat pork. What's another first world problem? I don't know.
How often do you get mad at your phone about stuff?
No, not much. No. I don't get mad at my phone about anything. What's another one, babe? It's just food, really. I complain about. No, tell me another one.
Be real. We're in the court of law. Be real.
Are you sure? Like, are you sure?
Is the Lent one a joke?
Yeah. Try it, and then if you throw something out, and I don't want it out there, then we'll just cut it out.
Make strong eye contact.
Do it.
So you know.
Do one.
One of the things that I don't like particularly about the way you act is.
Oh God! Here we go.
Oh wait, hold on. I should do better.
No. You try.
Okay.
Oh, we love Adam and
Eve. We love Adams.
But seriously, Clyde, back to the first world problems.
Bobby thinks that certain people should be treated better than certain people.
Uh-oh.
Spaghetti-o.
Spaghetti-o. Uh-oh. Spaghetti-o.
We're not going to talk about it? I mean, you can always defend yourself. But you said to be honest, so I was...
Yeah, but the way you said it, though...
His phrase is a dickhole.
Okay, what you just said, right? And, oh, God. Yeah, it sounds bad the way you said it.
Okay, well, hold on. I'll try to make it nice.
No. I could try to justify what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, let me finish then.
No, wait, my point is this.
Wait, hold on. I haven't said anything.
All right, go ahead. All right.
When we're in a restaurant and he doesn't get special treatment.
No, that never happened. No, my point is this.
Like, if he has to wait like the other people.
No, that's not.
Babe, come on. Let's not be real. This is honesty hour.
It's not honesty at all. It's not honesty at all.
Oh, another thing that I want to say. Okay, we'll depart from that.
Let me go to my thing, though.
No, another thing. There's another thing I really
don't like. Why can't I defend the other?
One time, so lately he's been saying, I really need to get help. I really need, you know, to see a therapist. I need to go to a retreat. I was like, yes, 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 all of the above. I support you and whatnot. He was like, I want to go to this particular institute. And I'm like, yes, I'll sign you up. You know, let me, whatever I need to do for the papers, right?
This is good.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, whoa, he's really into this.
Yeah.
And then he was like, do you know that Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have been there? Also, Justin Bieber is supposed to be headed there. So, that's why I want to go. And so I thought about this. And I think that your king, even though he doesn't want to admit, he wants to be the everyday man, he doesn't want to rub, you know, he doesn't want to Hollywood schmooze, there's a part of him that's very Hollywood schmoozy. And he wants to be in that club. He wants to, like, just casually, like, be friends with Justin Bieber. Don't know why, but he does.
Defendant?
Did you not want me to mention that?
That's fine. I'm going to try to defend myself.
And when his manager, Abby, was like, this shit's expensive. Why the fuck would you pay for this place? You know, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, because Orlando Bloom goes there. Like, was,
true or false, stop, Bobby? Stop. True or false?
That never happened. I
don't want to say objection? This. Objection.
Objection. Objection.
Objection.
Objection.
Okay. Orlando Bloom.
I was like, so what?
Facts not in evidence.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal, guys. Slepkin's talking now. Real. Okay. And I will admit to some things that I'm not proud of. Okay. Now, sometimes when I'm at the Comedy Store and John Mayer says hello to me.
Yeah.
It feels good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, John Mayer just gave me a hug.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chappelle the other day took a selfie with me. He goes, hey, let's take a photo. You know, I felt good.
Okay? Yeah.
Does that feel different than when, like, a fan wants to take a photo? It feels a little different.
With you?
Yeah, if somebody, some random guy, like a valet.
Yeah.
Let's take a photo. I want to.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't say no.
Yeah.
I take a photo. Chappelle asks for a photo. I take a photo.
Yeah.
Are those two the same? They feel different to me.
I don't know where you're getting at.
My point is that with, here's my, and we might have to take this whole thing out, but what I'm saying is,
hey, I believe in you. You got this.
Here's what I want to say.
You got this.
You know, what I've had arguments with Kalila about how some people are more important than other people and this and that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance,
which I don't believe.
She doesn't believe that. So, and this is going to sound terrible, but, you know, if a man, if they found that, you know, if they found a man, a regular man in Antarctica,
okay,
and he was in a block of ice, he was frozen,
mm-hmm,
right?
Hold me,
right? And they thaw him.
Yeah,
right? They thaw him. Right?
I'm with you, buddy. Come on, buddy.
They thaw him, and they go, "Who is this guy?" And they go, "His name is John Smith."
Yep.
What does he do?
Pocahontas' husband.
No,
not even John. No, John Atherington. John Atherington.
Atherington.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you spell that?
And they go, who is he? He was just, you know, he was a coal miner from the 1800s.
Sure.
And he was frozen.
Yeah.
Is that different than finding a frozen body of Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
So what's more important?
I would say
the history of time, in the history of the world, in terms of like what people care about, is it more interesting that it was just a coal miner who slipped and fell, or if it was like Steve McQueen?
Yeah, I'll say it is more interesting.
Right, it's more
interesting,
and also more people would be bummed about it. More people would be bummed about Steve McQueen. Oh my God, that's worse. Let's say Steve McQueen had disappeared.
Yeah.
Right. Off the face of this planet, one of the biggest actors of the early 70s, right? And then they found his frozen body. Or some random guy, comparatively speaking,
John Atherington.
Steve McQueen would be more of a thing. It's more important.
But that's not what I was saying. We've
had arguments like that before.
Okay, I have a question.
Where I'm just telling you.
I have a question for you then. I have a question. Why every new restaurant that we go to, if the owner or someone in that place doesn't know who you are, it automatically, the dumplings aren't good. Like, like yesterday.
No.
Yesterday. I'm not done.
I gotta pee.
Can you hear me though?
I can't hear you right now.
Okay, I'll tell you guys. Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday we ordered a bunch of dumplings and he was like, "Yeah, they're all right. Are they good?" And all of a sudden, later on the owner strolls in. And then he takes a picture with Bobby. And then Bobby sits back down. He was like, "Oh my god, these dumplings are so good." All of a sudden everything tastes good to him. And I don't understand that. Why does maybe life tastes better when you're acknowledged? Maybe that's it.
Well, I guess you could say in a restaurant setting, I guess it's part of the ambiance. So you're like including all the senses of like, oh, it was nice customer service. It was acknowledged.
Here's the deal. Okay.
Defend it. You're back.
I'm back. Thank you. What you're saying to me right now has rung true.
It's rung true.
And I'm being able to see myself, right, in a light that's ugly. It's an ugly light.
I think it's cute.
No,
and charming.
No, it's an ugly light, and it makes me seem despicable.
No,
it does. And in the light of the evidence shown before me, it's either run, hide, or face it. Those are my options.
Run, hide, or face it.
Those are three options.
Yeah.
I'm going to face it.
Mm.
Say congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. So, from this day forth, right? Get your fucking smile off your face, George. I swear to God, I'll gouge your eyes out. I will gouge your fucking eyes out, right?
Through the glass.
Thank
bro.
You. From this day forth, I am a changed man. Okay? The dumplings are going to be good as is. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If the dumplings are fresh, what are you smiling at, you flat face?
I'm
fuck?
Just thinking about these dumplings.
I know.
I'm just thinking about it.
If the dumplings are fresh, I'm going to enjoy it. Okay? A lot of my little things about what I'm saying and the things that I believe in or not believe in are just to cause a reaction to people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To who?
To you. To, you know, it's fun.
I will
to
say,
fuck around. All
I
right?
will say that all these things that I've mentioned about you.
Yeah.
I think that you think that they're all defects. It's actually the reasons why I'm in love with you. I find you to be so.
I mean, you had
so
this guy
like,
on the fucking.
Like amusingly narcissistic. I mean, it is part of his charm because after when he does that, I confront him about it and we cry laugh about it, mm-hmm. about what a classist he is. It's so I'm not, I love all those parts about you. So I don't want you to change.
The drone music. Okay. So I think we lost followers. I do. I really do believe.
Why?
Because I'm a piece of shit. It just makes me look
way.
So weird.
I think that's why people love you.
No, I think
you're
we lost a bunch of followers, and I'm going to be a different man. I'm going to travel the earth.
Oh, don't be boring.
You know what I mean? With just a fucking pillowcase. A little stick pillowcase and a book and a journal and a couple pieces of underwear. All right? And I'm going to move on with my life. I'll be that. Okay? I've been also obsessed with Neil Breen lately.
Again?
Yeah, I went through a phase. I know, but I'm re-obsessed with Neil Breen.
He's so the one who did Fateful Findings.
Everyone watching, just go to YouTube, right? It's one of the worst movies ever made. You think that The Room is bad? You think that, what's his name? What's his guy's name?
Tommy Wiseau.
Tommy Wiseau.
You think that he's the worst? I think Neil Breen is the next level.
Mm-hmm. Fateful Findings.
And there's a scene, look up the suicide scene. It is one of the funniest, worst acted, ridiculous scenes
I've ever seen
in my life.
Is that the one where the guy is taking the pills, but then there's no pills in
his hand? No. Yeah, it's the same movie, but earlier in the movie. Have you seen that scene?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I got to show you that scene. Have you seen that scene?
I want to watch
it. Oh, it is so good. It's so bad. I really like bad movies. And I don't know if you guys know that. So, Fateful Findings. I love Samurai Cop. There was another movie that a Korean dude made in the 1988 or 86. It's called Hawkeye 1986. It's about a Korean dude. He's like a Mel Gibson-y kind of a character, and it's a really good movie. I just feel so full of shame right now. I am.
Don't.
Come on. Just joshing.
No. I just can't.
Channeling my inner George.
I can't really.
I share the restaurant thing. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that to put myself to Mike's level.
I get called out by Cindy all the time. She's like, oh, you're only acting like that because the fucking guy was like laughing at your jokes.
No, I'm a bad guy. Not that good. It's weird.
You are that guy, and I love you because you're that guy.
What jokes are you pulling at the restaurant, Gil?
You know, when you make the owner laugh and they're like, bring you free stuff, even though the food's not that good. But you keep saying it's good. So you keep getting more free food.
More bad free food.
Because I'm fat.
Didn't you have to follow Chevy Chase the other day at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
I'm trying to switch gears here, sweetie.
I know. I just feel bad about my character.
We can cut it out if you don't want people to know that about you.
Yeah.
I aspire to be like you, you know?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, you fucking...
Just put him in a bad mood.
Yeah.
From bad to worse.
Let's try to switch gears, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, everyone's the same. Everyone's the same. Ask me again,
babe.
Yeah,
didn't you have to follow Chevy Chase at
I had to follow
night?
Him, but yeah, I mean, I walked in and Chevy Chase was sitting in Mitzi's old chair.
Oh,
and I looked at him and I go, oh my god, it's Chevy Chase. And then I went to the cover booth. I go, there's Chevy Chase sitting there. What is he doing here? And they said he's going up.
You guys met before?
No. Mm. No. I have to say that there's different sides. There's different ways I feel about him. Because I grew up with... I mean, he's one of the reasons why I want to be in the business is because as a kid, I loved Fletch. I love the vacation movies, even European vacation. Even the Christmas vacation is so funny.
Just rewatch it.
Yeah, I love Christmas Vacation. I love
the Griswolds.
Yeah, I loved Caddyshack. I loved a lot of the movies that he did. I loved him on SNL, and I'm a huge fucking fan. There are things about him that later in life that I know about him that has affected the way I perceive him. But it's not a personal thing. It's an account of things that I've had friends, you know, worked with him or, you know, where he's acted bizarre fashion. But I feel bad about that night because he was on stage and he was doing this answer a question kind of thing where you ask me a question, I'll answer, which is cool. He wants to get into stand up and what a delightful way of, you know, getting into it, to go in front of a packed room was sold out, and he walked up there and he was brave and he did it right. But I was at the cover booth, and I was like, this guy's eating it. And then Eleanor goes, grabbed me, and he goes, come me out here, and she pulled me out, and I go, what's the matter? She's like, the cover booth, that's his daughter.
So she was hearing you,
and she heard me say that. And so I was just like, why did I say that? Oh. You know, like I always open my big mouth. I like her too, 'cause she's been working there for months. I like her so much.
Yeah.
She's so cool. And now I don't even know what to do. Do I say I'm so sorry for saying that?
No.
She probably thought the same thing, maybe.
No.
Or was
she was nervous for her dad.
Yeah.
Aww.
And she's working there. Her dad's going up doing this question answer thing. She wants to fit in. She's an actress herself. So I just feel like I'm conflicted about the whole fucking thing. You know, I think the next time I see her, I go, hey, I don't know what to even say, but maybe I should say something.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Chevy Chase is a fucking icon, with probably the thickest skin of anybody around. That's Chevy Chase. Do you think that if, even worst case, and I'm pretty sure his daughter is, she's in the world of comedy. She has equally thick skin, just like you do, just like a lot of comics do.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a big deal at all. She was probably like, yeah, he's eating it, but no big deal. It's my dad.
Yeah, I know, but it's you know, in life, I've always learned to just keep your fucking mouth shut. Keep your opinions to yourself, and I just don't learn those messages because I just keep talking, and every time I open my fucking mouth, I burn bridges. It's been the case of my whole life. Like, I just will say something to the wrong guy, and then they'll look at me and go, "You're just talking about my cousin," or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, the whole reason why Vince Vaughn hates me is because of my big mouth. The reason why anyone that has a problem with me is because of my big mouth. I just say shit, and then I just freely, without any, and it's not a good character defect, you know. Now, today's show is just about how many problems I have. You know, I just, you know, I got to learn from these things, you know.
At the Institute of Orlando Bloom.
No, this institute I'm going to go to. I'm going to be a changed man there.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
My concern about places like that is that you go for a week, right?
Yeah.
On this retreat, and they're very like, they really try to get into your head and try to like pick apart things about your life that you're not content with, and they try to kind of like piece it back together, and maybe you can draw inspiration from it. But what's scary is that when you're out there in the pretty fucking redwoods of California or whatever, to me that's not real life. Are you able to take everything that they teach you there and apply it when you're living in the difficulties of our day-to-day, which is in a smaller space?
Yes, because I'll tell you why. People say things to me all the time, people that are, you know, that I respect, and they say things to me, either career decisions or how I'm living my life or a bunch of things. And some of it I take in and I go, okay, I'm with you there. That is something that I can change about myself. And for things that are a little more personal and things that I disagree with, I don't take everything, you know, in. Mm-hmm. I'm my own man. I'm my own mind. And I can understand that, you know, in some things, like I'll give you an example. You know, back in the day when I was in heavily into 12-step groups, and I was sober back when I was in my early 20s, and I was talking to one of my sponsors about Mitzi Shore, and I had a resentment or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, what you got to do is you got to tell her your resentment. You know, that's in, you know, that's what we do as sober members of whatever, whatever. I go, so you want me to go up to the Mitzi Shore?
My boss.
the lady that I hardly talk to, who's my boss, who has all this power in comedy, and tell her about my resentment toward her? Are you out of your fucking mind?
He's like, well, that's bad advice.
He goes, that's what we do. Yeah, I go, that's what you do?
That's you do.
You know, there are certain things in, you know, in life where you just kind of go, it's like saying somebody that, you know, is a an aide at the White House, and Barack Obama doesn't say hi to that aide. And that aide is like, well, I'm in sober member, and my sponsor says I have to say something. Are you out of your fucking mind? You let it go.
Mr. President.
Yeah. You let it go. So, like, I'm not retarded. I know that in some circumstances, you say it. Mm-hmm. And in some circumstances, if I was, you know, working at an insurance company, maybe if I was working with a coworker and they said something about my wife, mm-hmm, that I have a resentment, and I was sober, and my sponsor said, hey, next, you know, please don't say that about my wife because this is how I feel about it. I get that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like Mitzi Shore or, you know, the president of the United States, you don't do it. it's just not done ever. Right? So I think I can just go, you know, I hear what you're saying, but no, or yeah, I that rings true, and that's something that I can work on. So if I go to an institution like that and they say, well, you should do this and you should do that, or like if they said, you know, I think, you know, doing a podcast isn't really that helpful to your life because you're saying a bunch of things, you know, and I'd be like, no, it's reinvented my career. Mm-hmm. Tiger Belly is my family, and I will not stop. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's ridiculous. I would never agree to that. I would leave. I would get my fucking pillowcase and my little stick and take my underwear and go, fuck off.
Did you say lipstick?
Yeah, whatever.
A little underwear.
A little underwear. Yeah, yeah. A little stick.
So what I'm saying is that, yeah, I think that if I go to a retreat, that I will take in the things that I feel like, you know, rings true to me and something that I can improve. If they say, you know, your porn addiction is causing all these problems, I 100% agree with you. What do I do? You know what I mean? Well, you know, you need somebody, you need to do this, you need to do that. I will do those things. Mm-hmm. If it's going to destroy me, I'll do those things. We think that, you know, your fear of rejection is keeping you from booking, you know, certain auditions that you're afraid to do. And we think that you should welcome failure. Mm. Okay, I'll do that. If you think that that's going to make my life better, that's something doable. We think that you should quit stand-up. No, fuck off. Are you out of your fucking mind? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I would say that. You white piece of shit. Bye, Orlando.
Wait, Bobby, we just started getting along.
No, fuck you, Legolas. And I would leave. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think that, you know, there are things that, they might even say things that are very complicated. Like, you know, you have to write things down, how you feel about your dad.
Journaling.
Yeah. And journaling. I would even do that, you know, because that seems like I'm peeling some sort of onion to get to some sort of root cause of something. You
I'm
know?
All about journaling. I think that everyone should still journal.
Yeah, but
it's just to check in with yourself every day, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, I kind of want to do it because Oliver Hudson did it. No, Oliver Hudson went to a place over the Christmas break. I'm not going to say where it was.
Oh, recently.
Okay, he came back and he was a completely different dude.
Good for him.
And he looked at me, we were in makeup, and he goes, you should do it. I go, really? Yeah. And, you know, they do things where they go in a room and they make animal noises and stuff. But, you know what I mean?
You're good at,
Yeah. And I'll do those things.
You love those
things. Yeah, like, yeah, they have play day. There's a day where they play, like, board games and stuff.
Ooh.
To get in touch with your inner child.
Okay.
I'll do that.
That sounds fun.
I feel like that's not the right thing to do for you.
You're well, so I'm going to do it. Yeah, man. Play Jenga.
I saw a video of you doing the Christmas thing where you guys had a dress and drag.
Yeah.
You guys are so competitive. You and your brother.
So fun. My brother and I are very competitive.
We were on the same team, Bobby and I, and we lost.
We lost. Mm-mm. There was some cheating going on. Next time we do that, though, we need a real judge. Something outside. Outside. You know what I mean?
An outsider.
Yeah, an outsider, yeah.
Because I felt like the other team for sure cheated.
They were cheating for sure.
The game is called Maria Went to Town.
Yeah.
And you guys should play it. It's a parlor game that Filipinos play a lot.
Yeah. But, that's it.
We're over an hour.
Yeah, but we have to cut all that stuff out, no?
You told me to say it, babe.
Yeah, but I didn't know what you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say instead?
I don't remember, but I just remember it not being that. You know what I mean? And then when you said it, I was just like, oh my God. Shit. Maybe I am shallow. Maybe that is the reason why I do it. Dude, I wanted to, I don't know. It's a difficult thing to really even ponder because I've been doing it for so long that
so what?
What is the root of why I do it?
And babe, then
why
I hate a lot of things about myself.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm just
so
talking.
Many
I know,
things
but
about
you brought
myself.
It up, so I'm just dealing
and
with
I'm
it.
And I'm sure you hate a lot of things about me.
So I'm just, you know. But you know, the one thing that I'm not going to give up is this podcast, and I'm not going to stop doing it because it really is the one thing in my life that's consistent and fun to do. And it's something that I have control over. And I know it's going well because, you know, people that didn't want to be a part of it are now wanting to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And I say to those people, no. I
nice.
Do.
Yeah.
I go, I asked you 2 years ago to help us. And they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't think it was going to be. Yeah, well, it is a thing. And now that we're a boat and we're sailing away, have fun on shore. Mm. Okay, so I know this is a boat that's sailing. It's probably sinking right now because of my mood, but give me unhelpful advice, maybe. That'll help me.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and...
No, we'll do it afterwards.
Kalila. Wow.
They're going to kiss, kiss. Dear Tiger Belly, I'm a Korean girl and had some plastic surgery. Eyelid surgery, nose job, chin implant. My freshman year of college. I'm now 32. I've never told my current boyfriend that I've had plastic surgery, and I've been with him for 2 years. Now I feel like it's too late to tell him, and I feel like he'll hate me because he always tells me that he hates girls that get plastic surgery.
Oh,
what should I do? I've never shown him any baby pictures because he would know immediately. I feel like I have to hide a large part of my identity and history from him because it feels terrible. Bobby, do you hate girls with plastic surgery, or should I come out clean to my man? Thanks. Love you all.
Well, you know what happened to that Chinese man. Remember that Chinese guy who had ugly babies?
Married that woman.
Yeah. Married that woman, wow. Had ugly babies, and then left her because he found out that she had plastic surgery. Yeah. And that's why he has ugly babies. So before it gets to that point, you should say something. And also, and also at the same time, it's like, if you got it done, you did it for a reason, you probably look great.
Yeah,
you know, and it's good for your self-esteem. I don't mind that, right? What I do mind is the lie.
Deception.
You should just sit down with them and go, listen, this is what I did. I don't regret it. I look good. I'm proud of it. You know, own up to it and go, if he doesn't want to be a part of your life because you had plastic surgery, then what kind of man is that guy? Mm-hmm. Right?
But she is entitled to her privacy as well, sweetie. She doesn't need... It's her body, her choices. She doesn't need to let anybody know if she doesn't want to.
Okay, but the thing is...
If he's going to breed with her on the basis of a chin, then he's a shitty guy. Do you know what I mean? If that's what's... If your entire decision of having children hinges on a chin...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think it does.
Yeah, but if you...
I don't think.
I mean, what is the difference? Let's say you and I mm-hmm. want to get pregnant. You mm-hmm. can't get pregnant, mm-hmm. and we go to the hospital, and the doctor pulls me aside and goes, "You know that she's a man, right?"
Kalila.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'd be like, "What?"
God, I guess I should tell you.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm just giving you a scenario. I know. I don't believe the obvious. I'm just making it up. But you know what I mean. But let's say she said that, right? In nowhere in my head I'm going to be like, yeah, but I love her. I think that's too big of a thing.
Yeah, but that's different than
I think reproduction. It's a extreme version of what this is, I think.
Yeah, that's a very extreme version, but we're just talking about a chin. It's not going to get in the way of her ability to reproduce or
that's
get
fine,
pregnant.
But what I'm saying though, it's still something that you hid from me, yeah. Right?
It's hiding it.
You're hiding it, and I just would rather be honest with it. It's like if I looked at photos of you and you look like, you know,
a ghoul.
Like, what if you look like me?
Yeah, me. No, look like
long hair.
George
with long hair. Yeah, yeah.
With George long hair, right? And you look like that now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Also, wouldn't she want to know if you really loved her?
Yeah, like, I think that's a thing that if she told me, that's one thing. Right? I'd be like, okay, she's being honest. I love her.
You know? But she's dealing with a guy who has outwardly said he hates chicks with plastic surgery.
Well, that's the dilemma you're in, right?
I know, and we're supposed to help her through the dilemma.
But it's supposed to be unhelpful.
So do what we're telling you to do.
Yeah. I mean,
come on, she would have to tell
him. It's no way.
Yes, you have to tell her.
Because then... It's like if you didn't tell your partner, like, I didn't want to, I don't know, have kids, right? 10 years down the line, you're like, oh, I don't want to have kids. But you this whole time, you told me you wanted to have kids. Well, now we're 10 years
That's
in.
It's different than a fucking chin and a nose,
but
guys.
He straight up hates girls that have plastic surgery.
Right, but then if this is what I would do, I'm like, okay, this guy doesn't like it, right? But also, this is my body. This is my, you know, this is the choice that I made well before I knew him. Be like, here are all my baby pictures. If he looks at them and he doesn't question them, then everything's great. That's best case scenario.
Okay.
Now, if he asks me, wow, like, you were straight up, like, you didn't have a chin and you look like your nose was fixed. Did you get a big, yeah, that's it. And if he has a problem with it, dump his ass.
Yeah.
He's a fucking piece of shit. Do you know what I mean? You did it because you felt insecure about it. Whatever your reasons are, they're valid. It's your body, whatever. What I'm saying is you should not withhold baby pictures and so much of your life because you're worried about him dumping you. Because if he does dump you, he's a piece of shit.
That's basically what I'm saying, baby. I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm just saying that
just tell
it should just be about honesty. It's like...
But she shouldn't sit him down and be like, there's something I need to say. That's a little too fucking serious for me.
If you were, let's say I was a girl, we were dating.
Yeah.
You were Jewish.
Yeah.
And I said I was Jewish.
Yeah.
But then later you found out I was Muslim.
Yeah.
Would that be a thing?
I think that'd be a thing for a lot of people that are Jewish or Muslim.
Yeah. There we go.
So that's not a chin in the nose. Oh my God, you guys are taking it too far.
No, but guys look at things like that, right? We're very physical, like we're
not gonna lie. Like, come on, physical attraction is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, but
this is a guy's point of view, I think.
Yeah, it also, just so don't shallow.
Lie to me. Just don't lie to me.
But getting a nose job is shallow.
But that's your opinion, George. What if this is something that she was really, really bullied about. This is something that she's been really down about her whole life. It's shallow to you, but very meaningful to her, because maybe it made her less insecure, brought her out of her shell. All those reasons are reserved for her and not for you to ever make a judgment about. Those are her reasons. And you should respect those reasons why someone does that.
I'm trying to think. You have a point. I'm going to go with you.
just do the opposite of what George said.
Yeah. I don't like what he's saying.
Well,
I don't like what you understand. No, the reason I'm saying this is because my mom had a nose job. She doesn't let anybody else know, but because she was late, early on in her weightlifting career, because she was a weightlifter.
I did not know
she
that.
She had a bad accident, and the bar broke her nose.
Wow.
And, she very quietly got a nose job to fix a very broken nose, which she was very insecure about for years. And my dad's like, yeah, of course. This was in the 80s or in the early 90s.
My mom had surgery, too. Did you know her eye?
Yeah.
You couldn't see her pupil. She was so cross-eyed that the pupil went into her fucking face.
Really?
How did they fix that?
I don't know how they did it, but they did something to fix it, right?
Yeah, but...
And she doesn't want anyone to know.
Right, and the same thing with my mom, and it's all these reasons why...
But if I came out, all cross-eyed, that'd be weird.
Your dad would be like, what?
But I respect her decision to do it. It made her very insecure for a very long time.
You're right. And hey, Lee, what's her name?
We'll just say last name is Lee.
Lee... It changed my mind. Fuck them. Keep it your secret.
Secrets.
Yeah, keep it your secret. Who cares?
Yeah, he loves you. Yeah, you love you.
Who gives a shit? Well, that was a pretty good Tiger Belly, I thought.
There were a lot of comments. People were kind of, they love the guest, but they're like, people are counting that we haven't had a solo one in so long.
Oh, now I feel like we've let them down. We should have really come out with a bang, babe.
No, they're happy. Trust me.
How do you know?
This was great.
Yeah, but I know. But there's a lot of things that I said about me that came out here, that was real. Like I didn't. It was ugly.
I feel like now I'm gonna be the enemy of.
No,
the
you're not
gonna
be. I'm gonna say this
for
too.
Pointing these out.
I'm gonna
about
say this
you.
Too. Hey, sleepers. I know you're listening. I need help.
So wait, you know this
that,
is important.
You know, it's very important. You know I'm on a show. It's splitting up together. And I know that a lot of people see the show and they go, "I'm barely on it," which is true. There's some episodes that they leave me out of it, but. I have one coming out. It's the Valentine's episode.
Ooh.
And I'm in the whole thing. It's about my character. I really need people to see it.
That specific one.
That specific one.
I think it's like February 12th, I think.
Yeah. So look at your TV guide or however you do it. And please, and I can't have you DVR it. Watch it live.
Live.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone listening, you're doing me a big favor. For the Valentine's episode of Splitting Up Together, watch it live. Okay.
I think it's the Tuesday before Valentine's. So whatever date that is, I think it might be the 12th.
Yeah. I would really much appreciate it. It's great because they don't do this, but they specifically showed my episode to the president of Warner Brothers.
Whoa.
And he came up to me and he hugged me, kissed me on the cheek, and he said it was really funny.
The Asian guy?
No, he's Peter Roth. He's not Asian. Oh. Is Peter Roth Asian? He's not Asian.
Is that a traditional Asian name?
Who the fuck is the Asian guy?
There's a Warner Brothers like CEO who is a Japanese dude.
Maybe. Yeah, but not on the... he's the president of the television
department. Oh, okay. Never mind. Of all Warner Brothers is Asian.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What Asian guy? What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Peter Roth, obviously. The Japanese no, Peter Roth.
Peter Roth ain't no Asian. He's like Italian or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? Anyway, sorry. You just put a fucked up mood to the whole thing.
Yep.
No, because I'm thinking to myself, is he Asian?
All this time.
Did the Asian guy kiss my cheek?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so check man. That out, and I don't. It's so cold in here. I don't know who put the air on, but I'm gonna go turn it off. All right, thank you.
Oh, any shows for Bobby, Kalila?
Yes, Bobby will be at the Irvine Improv, February 21st weekend, I think.
Oh wow, okay.
So everybody, please come out if you're in the LA area. That would be awesome.
Michael
I'm gonna
Bisping
force
might be there.
Oh yeah, that's right. Maybe. Michael Bisping might be there. Didn't he say?
Yeah.
And also, I'm gonna force George and Gilbert to be there with me.
I'll come.
Wait, when?
At the weekend of February 21st, I believe.
Yeah, George, we might even have some shirts.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
You guys should show up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also wanted to give a shout-out
to...
well, Gobi is trying to give a shout-out, too.
To Bones.
Can you close that door, please, George?
Thanks, George.
What's your who's your shout-out to?
My shout-out is to a girl named Nicole and her partner for... I posted last week about a cat my sister found in her yard, and she's the sweetest... She is the sweetest cat ever, and Nicole stepped up and said, I'll foster, and so the cat is still with her.
But yeah, tell them about the cat, though.
I mean, you met the cat.
The cat.
I okay.
This cat.
Listen.
It's a special
listen.
Cat.
This cat is the most special cat I've ever seen. I almost in my head, in my twisted mind, I was like,
no way.
How can I get it?
You wanted to keep
another animal.
I know I couldn't do it, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But that's how special this cat. This cat is so friendly, so loving, so cute. He's a tabby. He's a boy, right?
I think it's a boy. I think most tabbies are boys.
Yeah, yeah. But he's the best. So, I already have a tabby, right, Gugu?
Yeah,
Gugu.
That's your tabby.
Yeah, that's my tabby. But, yeah.
So I think that if we're still actively trying to find his owner, we're putting up flyers. But if no one claims him in a week or so, he'll probably be up for adoption. So. We also scanned him for chipped and have a chip.
No chip, yeah.
Nothing.
Chip.
Nobody's come forward.
It's the best cat ever, guys.
But this cat's super, super special, super sweet. So if you guys are interested
and
live in the LA area, send a DM to Gilbert.
Yeah! Direct message,
Gilbert.
All right, I'm allergic to cats, so this will be
great. And he'll screen for potential owners because I am not on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks again to George, do you have any shout outs? To your cousin or anything?
Oh, another girl I wanted to do a shout out.
Who?
My cousin Juliana desperately wanted. My niece Juliana lives in Cebu. And she was promised two tickets to this fucking, I guess, this show, this concert that she wanted to go to. So she got all dressed up and it was 5 p.m. And she was supposed to meet my other niece and my other niece was supposed to have the two tickets for her.
Uh-huh.
So Juliana is ready to go. And then her mom calls me and says, the tickets fell through. Juliana doesn't have tickets. But lo and behold, a Tiger Belly fan from Cebu.
Wow.
Steps up to the plate and gives tickets to my niece for free.
That's
and
amazing.
They're not cheap tickets.
That's amazing.
And so I want to give a shout out to her handle is Issa Please. That's ISSAPLEASE. Issa, please. So shout out to you, and when we get to Cebu, we'll come say hi.
Dope.
Yeah, we'll come say hi to
Elizabeth. Isn't that sweet?
She's so sweet.
That's so nice of her.
So sweet.
Thanks again to our sponsors, The Zebra, Ridgewall, and Adam and Eve. Start saving today with Zebra at thezebra.com/belly. That's thezebra.com/belly. Begin the new year right with your slim, sleek Frank Carey wallet. Get 10% off at ridgewallet.com and use the code belly. And adameve.com is offering 50% off almost any item plus 10 tantalizing free gifts for Valentine's Day. So get those gifts and watch Splitting Up Together because it's going to go crazy. So just I'm trying to cross promote, okay? I'm trying to cross promote for us, okay? Just use the offer code belly at checkout. George has a message for the whole Celeb Kingdom. He wants us, we want to thank you guys for getting us in the top 40 of iTunes comedy charts. So we just hit 5,000 reviews, so thanks to all of you guys. And George, where can we send packages?
1626 North Wilcox, number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028. Ba-boom.
Send Bobby, Kalila, George, or anyone.
Dreamwater powder.
He needs it, guys. He's running out.
I don't have any.
And thank you all to the Real Papaya Super Sleepers and premium episode subscribers on our Patreon. To be part of the exclusive Tiger Belly family, go to patreon.com/TigerBelly. Kalila, where can we follow you?
At Calamity K on all forms of social media.
You can find everything Bobby at Bobby Lee Live. George.
George_Kimmel on Instagram.
Have a good night.
Goodbye to the camera.
Bye, everybody.